Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson. Okay, welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Miracle Night, where health and wellness are one. I'm a health coach, educator, speaker, author, and passionate about healthy living. At the end of the show, I will have a gift for you. So if I forget to say something, please remind me. Okay, today's workout or topic is actually cardio workout. You might wonder what a cardio workout has to do with getting healthy or being healthy. Well, I did too. We all kind of do if we're not educated enough to know why. So why consider a cardio workout? Have you ever thought about it? Have you talked to your doctor about it? Do you have a personal trainer? Do you go and participate in a sports club? Do you jog every day? Do you do anything that elevates your pulse rate, your targeted heart rate, to a higher level for a period of time? Well, that is called the cardio workout. Where to work out? Well, there are different ways. You can, as I said, you can just go for jog or swim or bike or do whatever, or you can go to a gym, or you can do it at home or elsewhere. Doesn't really matter. And the main point is it's important for us to work out daily, at least 20 to 30 minutes to get our heart rate level up so we can actually stimulate the brain because it's more oxygenated. We get better blood flow through the muscles and the cells and everything else. And it actually does keep us healthier. So that's the answer already to the question, who should work out? Actually, everybody. You start with babies. When they're laying on their back and they look at you, you move their legs, push them in towards the belly and pull them out gently. But that is a workout. That strengthens their core, their abdominal and their back muscles. So it's really important. Benefits of a cardio workout are quite a few. But we do need to remember to be hydrating well and eating nutritiously the whole time. Otherwise, the workouts don't really help as much. And I have talked about hydration and nutritious eating and all that on previous shows. So if you want to refresh your memory, just go back to the blogtalkradio.com, Get Healthy Now, and choose the appropriate segment so you can listen to it and go from there. Okay, so raising your heart rate from the baseline heart rate, which is the one, you know, with the resting heart rate, baseline heart rate, to a high heart rate, we pump more blood through the veins, oxygenate our brain and muscles more, and we burn fat or convert it into muscle. This is a very simplistic statement. I could go into depth of the entire cycle of when, where, what, why, etc. We should do workout and all those things. But the main thing is that we know we do need to do it. It's very important for us. We could take a few hours of anatomy and physiology. That's not the point either. I don't want to bore you to death. All I want to do is actually trigger your curiosity, get you aware of what is important and how you can have more success in your life, be it health-wise, business-wise, with your family. It doesn't matter. When you're feeling great, you can give your best and be your best, and that is important. So with the heart rate, there are actually different zones for different age groups and different goals to achieve. Always consider your present health. If you have a broken foot or broken leg, you're not going to do a lot of cardio workout and step on that foot or leg that is actually injured. then you need to do other things like with the arms or upper body. That can still elevate your heart rate. It's not quite as efficient as if you do full body, but it's a lot better than nothing. So that's one thing. Do you actually know what your targeted heart rate is supposed to be? Do you know how to figure it out? Do you know where to go for the answer? Well, I have a chart here in front of me that we use at CURVS, and it's called the Target Heart Rate Chart by CURVS Complete, and they give you some suggestions. And the important thing is that we actually do check our heart rate. As a nurse, I learned to check your pulse rate for about 15 seconds, and then multiply the count by 4. There are other places that suggest you count your pulse rate only 10 seconds and multiply it by 6. Both systems work perfectly because they both add up to 60 seconds per minute. And that's what we want to know, the heart rate per minute. So you can go online, actually, if you want to, and figure out where the charts are. You know, find the chart that works best for you. But just to give you some examples, with that CURVS heart rate complete chart there, let's start at about 45. If you're 45 and a woman, and you want to give it a 50% of the workout, then you need to have a heart rate of 14 per, I think it's 10 seconds there. So 14 times 6, no, it's per 15 seconds. So 4 times 14 is actually 56, which is low, but it's okay. If you want to give it 60%, you need to have a 17 pulses per 15 seconds. If it's 70, you need to have 20. If you want to give it a 80% effort, it needs to be 23. And again, you multiply that times 4 times 5, depending on whether it's 10 or 15 seconds. I can't read that right now. It's smudged. And the last one, if you want to go up to 85%, it's 24. Now, if you go to a different age level, it changes. Now, this is the average. And if you want to work out, first of all, female or male, they have different heart rates. Child, young adult, or elderly, different heart rates. So make sure you know what your health status is and what you can do with your heart rate, what your actually target heart rate is supposed to be. And you can always discuss that with your doctor, because they're happy to know that you want to exercise. So they're happy to guide you in the sense that you know exactly what's going on. Anyway, so with that said, I was talking about different ways of working out. And, you know, for cardio workouts, again, you do not really have to belong to a gym or to a club. You can do it at home easily. You can do it with a CD, with a DVD, with the TV programs, no matter what it is, or you can just do on your own, just doing things for 20 to 30 minutes daily. The best thing is early in the morning, but you do it when you can do it so you can commit to it and you can actually follow up and follow through with your daily exercise. What I've noticed with myself, when I exercise in the morning, I have more energy, I'm more focused, and I get certain tasks in half the time than when I exercise later on during the day. Well, there are times when you just have to do it later, but find the best time for you to go exercise. Elevate your heart rate. Make your heart pump hard. Get the blood oxygenated and get it through your body, brain, muscles, cells, and everything so you can actually start feeling good. Give your best and be your best every day you are up and working. So I have a saying, make sure you can afford prevention so you don't have to afford disease. Isn't that true? Now, my contact information, I got cut short a little bit. We have problems with connection. My contact information is http://www.mickelknight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. My email is DYTHOMSON@mickelknight.com. The phone number is 562-335-4956. And I'm going to say, keep healthy, stay empowered, and I will see you next week. Now, just to mention, if you want that free gift that I was talking about, go to enagicweb.com, and you can download a free pamphlet in regards to healthy living. So I wish you all the best. Stay empowered, and I am looking forward to talking with you on Thursday to make up for the missed sections. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.